Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Heartbreak in Metsland tonight. Jacob deGrom is leaving the team and signing with the Texas Rangers for a reported $185 million for 5 years. A conditional sixth-year option could bring it up to $222 million. Moments ago, I spoke with the voice of the Mets, WFAN's and CBS 880's Howie Rose, about exactly what was going on here and what is ahead. Got his reaction and insight into this big, big deal tonight.
Well, my initial reaction is surprised that he got 5 years, and there's a provision in there that might make it six. And I think that the Mets and most other teams that were interested, and apparently there weren't many who were going to play in that neighborhood, we're looking in the 3 to 4 year range. And so for DeGrom to get what he did, even though I thought initially when I heard 185 for five that was a little less of an average annual value than I anticipated, you have to factor in that he's going to Texas with no state income tax, similar to Florida, so that kind of jacks it up a little bit. But, you know, I think the Mets made a calculated decision here that for a great, great pitcher, to be sure, but one who's going to be 35 next June and has had serious injuries each of the last 2 years, rolling the dice on 5 years would have been extremely risky, and now they are in a position to do a whole lot of other things. So it's sad to see him go. It's unfortunate that one of the two or three greatest pitchers really in franchise history doesn't get a chance to finish his career out as a Met, but so be it. You know, you absorb it, you pivot, and you move on.
That five-year number is one that a lot of people are asking questions about, saying, wow, that is a long time considering he spent so much time off the mound over the last few years.
That's the whole point, really, Lane. I think that when you factor in 26 starts over the last 2 years, dominant though many of them were, with advancing age, and the fact that the injuries that he dealt with were in different areas, it wasn't one thing in particular, I just think there were enough red flags physically so that whatever emotions might have been in play about wanting to make Jake a Met for the entirety of his career, that pragmatism took over and they realized that to go to 5 years at that number, and I'm sure that even if the Mets would have offered 5 years, the fact that, you know, there is state income tax in New York would have required the Mets to up the ante more than the average annual value of under $40 million. I just think Steve Cohen takes a step back and says, okay, we recalibrate now. There's a lot of money that he's willing to spend on keeping the Mets as a top serious contender, and I think he's going to do that, and I think this makes for a pretty interesting next couple of months as the Mets build their roster for next year and beyond.
When you look back as the voice of the Mets, witness to so many great moments and rough moments in Mets history, when you look back and say, you know, what were some of the greatest things you saw Jacob deGrom do in your time?
Just the level of dominance. You know, the games that he would come out and absolutely overmatch opponents to an extent that I'd never seen before, not with Tom Seaver, not even with Dwight Gooden necessarily, because, you know, DeGrom would just routinely retire 10, 12, 15, 18 guys in a row, mowing down double-digit strikeout totals along the way. Just the degree and level of dominance that very few pitchers had ever displayed at the major league level. And so, you know, whimsically, yeah, you know, you just sort of wish that it could have continued for forever as far as his association with the Mets is concerned, but it didn't, and everybody knew that he felt that he'd signed an under-market value deal before, and so if anybody was blindsided by this, well, that would be silly, because you had to have thought that there was a chance that he would leave. To me, again, the central sort of angle to this is that he got 5 years and maybe a sixth, and I don't think many people saw that coming.
And let's wrap this up by looking forward. Are there a lot of potential pitchers out there that could maybe be signed by the Mets and make them forget what happened here with Jacob deGrom?
Well, Lane, there are two guys who come to mind immediately. They both carry some risk, though. One is Justin Verlander, a shoe-in Hall of Famer, but he's 40 years old, and yes, he comes off a Cy Young Award season, and he's just a brilliant pitcher, and he says he'd like to pitch till he's about 45. That's great. But here we go again with those risks of, you know, a guy who just had Tommy John surgery, or I should say just came back brilliantly from Tommy John surgery. You know, again, you're talking about paying a 40-year-old, $40-plus million dollars a year for, I don't know what it would be, 2 or 3 years, I guess, Verlander would be looking for. I suppose that's certainly one very prominent possibility. Another is Carlos Rodon, who had a terrific season with the San Francisco Giants, a couple of good years with the Giants. He's younger. He'll be 30. He, too, though, has had serious injury concerns. So you want to think about a 6 or 7 year deal for someone who's had the level of injuries that he has. So, again, that's not a slam dunk. That's why I say these next couple of months are going to be fun because they may have to get creative.
Howie Rose, voice of the Mets, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Lane. Be well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.